Who's tired today? Yes, I can see that corner over there has been tired today. Not Damien, though.
I'm happy as Larry.
I can see Nick is a little bit subdued as well today. And Paul, you're looking fresh as a daisy. You must have had lots of chocolate. But it's good to see you all. I never know what to expect on Easter or Christmas, how many will actually appear. So well done on getting here. And I want to speak this afternoon about something which I feel we sometimes overlook. And that is, so what was Friday about?
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Was that so that because the pastor had to behave all day? Or was there something else?
Hot cross bun.
No, not about the hot cross buns.
Jesus died on the cross.
Well done, David. Jesus died on the cross. And then what was yesterday about, Saturday? Don't tell me football. That's the wrong answer. No.
Easter
Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus was in the tomb. He was in the grave. And everything was silent. But even though everything was silent, heaven was still working. It was preparing for the next day's resurrection. And what happened on the Saturday? Jesus stormed hell. He took the keys of life. He got us our eternal life and we got our hope back. That's what happened yesterday on Saturday. What happened today? Jesus rose from the dead. The tomb is empty. And we have new life. But who knows what happened on the afternoon after the empty tomb, as in Easter afternoon? You see, because by this afternoon, and maybe by tomorrow or maybe by next week, we won't really be thinking as deeply as we have been on this weekend, if we have been thinking about it this weekend, exactly what Jesus did for us. So I want to read from Luke chapter 24 and verse 32. It says, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Now that's a bit like the whole year, isn't it? Because we're walking on a journey with Jesus, aren't we? And while we're walking with Jesus, our hearts should be burning within us while he talks with us while we're on our journey. Because he opens the scriptures to us. So what are the scriptures?
The Bible.
The Bible. Who's reading the Bible? Every day? Every month? Once a year? Who even knows where the Bible is? You see, we don't know where we're going, we don't know who we're serving, and we don't know about the love of Christ if we're not reading His Word. This isn't just some history book. This is a book of life. This is the Word of God given to us to give us wisdom and understanding, explains the mystery of Jesus Christ to us. So what happens after the celebration? This morning we celebrated with shouts of joy that he is risen, that he is alive. But now it's afternoon and the celebrations are settling, the crowd has thinned, and the real question is, what happens now? Because the empty tomb isn't just a moment for us to celebrate. But it's a truth for us to live by. The truth is in Yah. And it's what's in Yah is what we should live by. And I want to tell you this afternoon that Jesus didn't just rise to give you a holiday. But he rose to give you a new life. He didn't just rise to be remembered, but he rose to be followed. That resurrection is, the power of resurrection is still flowing today, right now, this afternoon. That resurrection power is for real life. That is still relevant. That we're not just here to shout on a Sunday morning, but we're here to walk in power on Sunday afternoon. Romans 8:11 says, "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." That means the resurrection of Jesus wasn't just an historical event, but it's an explosion. Did you get that? It's an explosion of the power of Christ in every believer. Because Jesus got up out of the tomb, that you can get back up from what has knocked you down. That you can walk out of depression, anxiety, and fear. That you can live with boldness and with joy and with purpose. That Jesus didn't walk out of the tomb to watch you being stuck in yours. He walked out so that you could follow Him in freedom, into peace, and into purpose. That if the tomb is empty, then this afternoon anything is possible. And Jesus, there's the account of the road to Emmaus, and there's a story, and that was on the first resurrection afternoon. In Luke chapter 24, we had two disciples were walking to a village called Emmaus, discouraged and confused. They had heard that the tomb was empty, but they hadn't seen Jesus yet. And then the risen Savior, Jesus, appears. He shows up and He starts walking with them on the road. And they don't recognize Him at first. But He opens the Scriptures. He shares the truth. Luke 24:32 says, "Were not our hearts burning within us while He walked with us on the road?" Are your hearts burning? Was it all just a struggle? And we need to ask ourselves that this afternoon, is my heart really burning for Jesus? Or am I just like getting along, like almost crawling along the road? I'm with Jesus, but I'm crawling. I'm not actually walking. Jesus doesn't just show up in the crowd, but He walks with you in the quiet. He doesn't just appear in church, but He shows up on your road. He comes after you even when you're discouraging and doubting. And today, on this Easter afternoon, Jesus is still walking down roads. Maybe your road. Maybe your path of questions, of pain, or of transition. And if you open your eyes, then you will see that the risen one is closer to you than you think. That is not far off. So live resurrected. What do we do after this resurrection moment? Do we get back to normal? Do we return to the comfort zones? No. We walk with purpose. We live with fire. We step into a resurrected life. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. You are not what you used to be. You're not stuck where you used to be. Because of Easter, you are alive in Jesus Christ. So let the resurrection of Christ be the launching point, not just a memory. But would you say this with me? The resurrection isn't over. It's only just begun.
He got up.
And now I'm getting up. And I'm walking with Jesus. And I'm never turning back. Who wants some of that resurrection power this afternoon? Because if you're going to be sitting in your tomb thinking that you're dead, when Christ has given you life, you're not going nowhere. You're having no purpose, you're having no joy, and you're stuck. And that's not what Christ had in mind when he died and was spat on and beaten. And blood was pouring all over his body. That's not what Jesus had in mind. What he had in mind for you was freedom. And today he says, come out of your tomb and experience my resurrection life. Because I've got something better for you. He's not far away. Yeah, I know rubbish happens in life, and I know hurts and pains and trials and difficulty happens. I've experienced them all. But there's one thing that is stronger, and that is Jesus Christ. And today's the day where you can actually get up and you can walk away from your grave, from your tomb, and step into new life. So would you allow Jesus to roll the stone away off your tomb? That in that dark place that you live in your life, as that stone is rolled away, would you let the light of Christ come into the darkness and come out of it, as he says to you, come forth, come out of there. But today is the day that you can step into that resurrection power and you can say, Lord, wow, I got it so wrong. Do you know how it is that I can stand here and I can preach this to you? Because I get it so wrong. God is able and God is love and he's light. And he wants to step into your life this afternoon. That today, that Easter is the weekend of miracle. And then your miracle is waiting right here and there. You just have to reach out and take it and say, Lord, I trust in you. Pick up the word of God and start reading it. It's like hot, fresh bread. I'm not perfect either. I'm not standing here and saying I'm perfect at all. I'm far from it. But that's why I need Jesus. There's so much in here. Pick it up and start reading it. Start with the gospel. Start with the gospel of John. And then read Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then read Acts. And then you'll know who you are in Jesus. Would you reflect on your heart this afternoon? Would you look into your heart and say, okay, so actually, where am I? Maybe you don't even know where you are. Just ask Jesus to show you, where am I at? And then you can walk out here today, spiritually dead in the tomb of your life, or you can walk out here alive in the resurrection of Jesus, who's no longer in the tomb. But Jesus will resurrect dreams, hopes, lives. That today your soul can be refreshed by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That you can walk out here today with that same being risen up, like with that same resurrection of Christ, because it dwells in you, because Christ dwells in you. So you can choose to walk out here miserable. Or you can walk out of here full of the joy of Jesus Christ. Because of what he's done for you. Would you stand with me? Resurrection isn't over, it's just begun. So here's your chance. You choose life or you choose spiritual death. You take your pick. But now you can't say you didn't know because you've heard. Think about it for just a few seconds. Where are you? Be honest with yourself. Say to me, where am I in Jesus? Am I experiencing the fullness of Christ in my life? I'm going to ask you very simply that if you've been touched this afternoon by this message, if you've been encouraged, then there's few of us, so it'll be very obvious. So I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or anything. But what I am going to ask you to do is if you would come and you would speak to Samuel or Esther, you can come speak to Paul, you can speak to Peter, Janet, myself, Pat, Anne. Just come and say, you know, that really hit my heart home tonight, this afternoon. And I want to give my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I gave my life to Jesus many years ago, but I'm not living in that fullness anymore. And just go to them and say, I want to recommit my life. You can go to Les as well. So many of us here you can come speak to. We've all experienced this resurrection power of Christ in our lives. And so can you. So as I finish off, I'm just going to give you the chance just to speak quietly to Jesus in your heart, to speak to him, just give him all your anxieties, all your burdens, all the heaviness. To say, Lord, would you lift this off my shoulders? And I bring it to you and I place it in front of you, Lord, and I say, I'm leaving it there, Lord. Would you come and do a miracle today? In my heart, in my life. Would you separate the waters that I will not be burnt when I walk through the fire because you are with me.
Thank you.
So just spend a minute or two just doing that, and then Janet will lead us in the final song.